This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
I'm really very excited to have in the studio now a guest actor at the Red Stitch Actors Theatre. I've got Kasia Kaczmarek with me, in the studio, and she is a performer in one of their last production for 2013. It's Red Stitch's last production. And it's by writer Lucy Kirkwood. It's about an insightful comedy, NSFW, Not Safe for Work. It's a deftly satirical expose on the newsstand glossies of today, their attitude to sexuality and the people that live and die by the rules. Welcome, Kasia.
Hello.
Great to have you on Aesthetica this afternoon. Thanks for popping in. Now, tell me, this production by Red Stitch, Not for Safe Work, tell me a little bit more about it, what you can, of course, that I've said in the intro, sorry.
Okay, well, it's a British play, and this is the Australian premiere, by this gorgeous young UK playwright who's very hot kind of globally at the moment. She's won a bunch of awards, mm-hmm. and she's written stuff in America, and she's really, really, really wonderful. And this is set in a lads magazine, so like a kind of zoo magazine.
Okay, yes.
Except it's called Doghouse. And it's men, and I'm the one woman that works there. And they meet the characters, there's a competition where girls can send in photos of themselves, you know, naked photos, and they have the local lovely, and they've just chosen the local lovely for the year. Mm-hmm. And then things go awry, and there's controversy around this, the newest local lovely, and that's sort of the setting of the play. So that's the part that I'm in, and then the play actually shifts, and then it's set in a women's magazine, which I won't tell you too much about because I don't want to spoil it.
No, don't spoil it, because we want to be able to go out and enjoy it.
Yes, but it's just, you know, and it kind of looks at the differences between men and women in terms of objectifying women and you know, who's to blame and, yeah.
Mm. Sounds like an amazing production about the glossies and that. And you're the only female. So how many in the cast?
There's six of us.
Six of us. Okay. So and you're a guest actor. You're not part of the Red Stitch Ensemble. You've come in as a guest actor alongside James Wardlaw.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. Yep. So it's me and James are the two outsiders.
Yeah.
In
well,
the ranks.
Sure. I'm sure you're not an outsider. I mean, but. It's great that you could join it. Now, tell me a little bit about Red Stitch for people that may not be aware of it. It's located in St Kilda, mm-hmm. but tell me, it's about an actors ensemble. So.
Yeah, so they've been around just over 10 years now, mm-hmm. and they work very much as an ensemble. My boyfriend is actually in the show, and he's also part of the ensemble. So I hear a lot from him, and they basically make all their decisions as a group. So it's, I'm not sure the exact number, but there's sort of, I think, around 15-ish actors and designers and admin staff, and they do everything together. They have weekly meetings. They choose the plays. They read plays from all over the world. They pick the directors. So it's really like a family, and, you know, they do everything. They have absolute creative control, which is really wonderful. Mm. Yeah,
and that's really great when you're talking about an ensemble to have that that closeness, I dare say. And I mean, it's so much better for productions and when they've chosen the works that they do. And I mean, there's been over the time there's been some brilliant work.
They have, they really
have done down at Red Stitch.
Yeah, and they do shows that, you know, they're very often premieres. Like they do new stuff, so it's stuff that if they weren't doing it, Australian audiences wouldn't get to see this stuff. And it's a lot of award-winning work and, you know, groundbreaking stuff. Like, it's really worthwhile.
And from the media release that came out about it, it sounds like an amazing production. So it's going to be well worth seeing.
I think so.
Well, you're in it. So of course you say. Yeah. But it is. And it's got a great cast there. So now tell me a little bit, if I can, Kasia, talk about yourself while you're in the studio this afternoon. You're Polish-born and raised in Western Australia, and then you came to Victoria.
Yes.
And trained through VCA here.
I did, yes.
Yeah, so that would have been really exciting. And then you went on and did some studying in New York. Can you tell me a little bit about that, maybe?
Yeah, so after I did VCA, and then I got really interested in this approach to acting, which is called Meisner. And I found this really great school in New York and went over to do that in 2008. And it was incredible. So I lived in New York for 3 months and became, well, it became a New Yorker. I know that sounds ridiculous in 3 months, but you know you're a New Yorker when people stop you on the street and ask for directions and you can just go, yep, you just need to go down there and, you know, the second block on the left. Yeah. And you get that sort of...
It'd be amazing living in New York though, wouldn't it?
Oh, it was amazing. It was. It's really interesting, and it's a sort of place where you can actually feel quite lonely there because you're always surrounded by people, but you can feel quite alone in that. So it was a really, I found it very, and then I ran out of money while I was there. So I ended up doing the most, I went on Craigslist and I did the most ridiculous stuff for work. Like I took part in a Columbian street parade and I had to wear these tiny little white shorts and wave and hand out flyers and, you know, with all these other people, other travellers that had run out of money and, you know, like you end up doing sort of desperate things in New York, but opportunities always... You just meet the most incredible people and opportunities come up. And
I was going to say, but aside from, you know, those things that can happen as travellers or as people who are studying overseas, the people you meet and the opportunities that often come your way are quite amazing. I think it's an amazing city. It sounds a bit like today that we've almost got a New York theme show talking to you who's done some study there, and we've been talking to another guest as well from New York. So now Red Stitch, it's now the production is on, it opens the previews on the 20 and 20, 21st.
Yes.
With the opening night on the 22nd.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yep. There's no performances on Mondays and Tuesdays.
No.
But a matinee on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. So it's... It's a brilliant show. So I suppose what I've got to say to people is that if you want to go and see something about, you know, glossy magazines that are and some, you know, where sexuality comes into
Absolutely.
It and some, you know, a real satirical expose, you know, it's just sounds beautifully written.
It is. And it is a wonderful, wonderful play, and very funny. It is very funny too.
And who's the director?
Tanya Dixon.
Tanya Dixon.
Yes,
yep.
Who's she's a young director, and she's done a fair bit of work with MKA. I think she's directed perhaps one other show at Red Stitch, she's very possibly leaving Australian shores for a little while soon. So it's a really good opportunity to see her work because it might be a while before you get to see something of hers again.
Almost like a farewell show.
Yeah.
Before she goes.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you think we should know about the now we're talking about the Australian premiere. As I said, it's directed by Tanya Dixon and it's written by Lucy Kirkwood, and it's NSFW, which is not safe for work.
Yes.
And it's on at Red Stitch. And as I said earlier, you're on Joy 94.9, and I've got Kasia with me this afternoon in the studio. Anything else we need to know?
Oh, what else can I tell you? Look.
Apart from get along there, it's a great production.
Apart from get along there and see it, because it's a really great play.
Yeah. And some really lighter comedic moments as well.
And, you know, it's funny, and it's I'm really interested because I'm a feminist, and I'm very interested in the issues of how much women and how much the porn industry is affecting sexuality amongst young people, and it really does sort of raise those questions. Mm-hmm. But in a really accessible and funny way. And also, Red Stitch is a really lovely company, and they only survive, like, they don't get funding from the government, so they survive by people going to see the stuff. So
yeah, which is really, it's a case of getting out there. And,
yeah.
And I mean, the cast, the ensemble members in the show are Mark Casamento, Olga McKeever, Ben Prendergast and Matt Whitty, alongside guest actors, who I've got in the studio today, Kasia Kashmarek and James Wardlaw. Wardlaw, I'm sorry. Mm. Now, to get some tickets for this current Red Stitch production, just go to all the W's at redstitch.net. And, of course, for those of you who don't know where Red Stitch is, it's the Red Stitch Actors Theatre, and it's at the rear of 2 Chapel Street in St Kilda. So it's close to town. It's a great location.
Opposite the Astor Cinema is a really easy way to remember.
Opposite the Astor, just on the corner of Chapel Street and Dandenong Road there.
That's the one.
Yeah. So, Kasia, great thank you for coming
Thanks
in today.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure. As I said, it's a great show. Good luck.
Thanks.
It's a few days away, but good luck with opening night.
Thank you.
And I hope it's a fabulously successful season.
Yeah.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Colin Armstrong on Aesthetica.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.